Today, salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. In the name of the triune God who seeks us out and saves us. Amen. He was trying to see who Jesus was. News of this man preceded his presence, the miracles, the saving power, the Christ. Zacchaeus' heart was pounding in his chest. He was being pulled towards something. If only he could just catch a glimpse. Then he would know. He would understand. Straining on the tips of his toes, he tried to peer over the crowd, but his legs were too short and the crowds were too many to see beyond. The clearer it became that he indeed was not going to see Jesus, his heart presumably racing even faster now, he spots a sycamore up ahead. Perhaps his mind races back to when he was a boy and he and his friends used to climb this very tree. Back before he had become everything that he now was. And he was everything you're not supposed to be. A tax collector, the chief one at that. He's rich, and based on his later comments to Christ, not very good at sharing. And later in that same conversation, he seems to admit to fraudulent behavior towards those who were entrusted to his care. He knows who he is, and he knows his social location in this place. And I'll leave it to you to guess how well-liked a man like that would have been. Just a glimpse would be enough, he thought. Perhaps his feet knew right where to go in the tree to get to the tallest branch, though of course it had been many years since he had climbed it. Hoping none of his high-powered friends would see him, and even more so, hoping that the people who hated him couldn't see him, for fear of adding fuel to that already pretty hot fire of his reputation. But he climbed steadily upwards until finally, he could see him. But no sooner than he realized that he could see Jesus, did he realize that Jesus could see him. In fact, we are told that as soon as Christ came to the place of the tree, he looked for and directly at Zacchaeus, as though it were the agreed-upon meeting place. Reaching for that last branch and pulling himself up, he's met with the eyes of God. Zacchaeus! For he knew his name. In fact, he knew every hair on his head. Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. I'm not sure if this would have felt like relief or if it would have been deeply humiliating, the way you feel when someone surprises you by how well they know you and you know that hiding is no longer an option. Although perhaps those are one and the same, that kind of humiliation is the most relieving thing in the world. Regardless, he scurries down the tree that he'd only just climbed, this time with the eyes of all on him. And now the whispers start. He's gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Now, either Christ did not hear these grumblings or simply did not care to respond, for he followed Zacchaeus into his home, as he followed so many others, and eventually the way he followed the guards to his death. Jesus is often housed in the darkest places, the places where the powerful and status-hungry do not want him to be, the places that need him most, the places longing for freedom and longing for love. Stumbling over his words, Zacchaeus starts to confess his sins, or rather, explain how he will make it all up to Christ. I've stolen and I've cheated, but don't worry, I'll give it all back and then I'll repay it fourfold. Or a translation, I will make this house worthy of you being here. And at this point, we might have expected Christ to say something like, yes, good, go do that and then return and then we will have a very peaceful dinner, thank you. But he doesn't say that. Instead, he says, today salvation has come to this house. Has come. It already happened. Prior to Zacchaeus saying any of the things he has just said. And some have interpreted these words of today salvation has come to this house to mean that what really Christ was after was Zacchaeus' confession. But I don't think anything could be further from the gospel truth that we are given today. No. Salvation did not enter his home because he admitted how rotten he was. Salvation entered his home after it made eye contact with him in the tree and followed him to his house. Salvation entered his home the moment Christ stepped inside. Salvation has come because Zacchaeus is a child of Abraham, counted in the promise. Salvation has come because the Son of Man knew he would be in that tree and asked to be taken home. Zacchaeus never asked for any of this. It was never about him saying the right words or looking the right way or being tall enough or cooking the best meals. All Zacchaeus does in this story is try to see Jesus. That's all. And Jesus doesn't want him for this. He wants him because he wants all of us. Because that's the story that we are a part of. The one where we are beloved, desired, and fully seen. So no matter how big the crowd is that is keeping you from seeing Jesus, Jesus already sees you and is waiting for you at the place where you will be able to see him too. And you get to rest in that. There is no rush. St. Paul's, salvation has come to this house today, right now, here among us, waiting for us at the gifts of the altar, waiting for us in each other, waiting for us deep in ourselves. Christ is already waiting for you, always already ahead of you, seeing you through the crowd. Amen.